3 days later, like turkey buzzards settling on a corpse, the reporters came. Dried and hardened over a slow fire of green wood, the bow was ready. The savage was busy on his arrows. 30 hazel sticks had been whittled and dried, tipped with sharp nails, carefully knocked. He had made a raid one night on the Putnam poultry farm, and now had feathers enough to equip a whole armory. It was at work upon the feathering of his shafts that the first of the reporters found him. Noiseless on his pneumatic shoes, the man came up behind him.
"Good morning, Mr. Savage," he said. "I am the representative of the Hourly Radio."
Startled as though by the bite of a snake, the savage sprang to his feet, scattering arrows, feathers, glue pot and brush in all directions.
"I beg your pardon," said the reporter, with genuine compunction. "I had no intention."
He touched his hat, the aluminium stovepipe hat in which he carried his wireless receiver and transmitter.
"Excuse my not taking it off," he said. "It's a bit heavy. Well, as I was saying, I am the representative of the Hourly..."
"What do you want?"
asked the savage, scowling. The reporter returned his most ingratiating smile.
"Well, of course, our readers would be profoundly interested."
He put his head on one side. His smile became almost coquettish.
"Just a few words from you, Mr. Savage."
And rapidly, with a series of ritual gestures, he uncoiled two wires and connected the portable battery buckled round his waist, plugged them simultaneously into the sides of his aluminium hat, touched a spring on the crown, and antennae shot up into the air, touched another spring on the peak of the brim, and, like a jack-in-the-box, out jumped a microphone and hung there, quivering, 6 inches in front of his nose, pulled down a pair of receivers over his ears, pressed a switch on the left side of the hat, and from within came a faint waspy buzzing, turned a knob on the right, and the buzzing was interrupted by a stethoscopic wheeze and crackle, by hiccups and sudden squeaks.